Oh, hey, Mom. How's it going? Yeah. Sorry I haven't been calling much. I've been so busy getting settled in. Yeah, college is great. For the most part. Oh, it's nothing. New experiences and all that. I like some of my classes. My calculus professor's pretty cute. Others, not so much. Well, I have this one teacher, Mrs. Cathaway, who's an old fart. She always seems to pick on me for not paying attention, treating the class like it's high school or something. There's like 100 students in the class, yet I was the one she singled out. And she gives all of her lectures in the same damn monotone voice. It's basically impossible not to fall asleep in them. Oh no. Don't worry, Mom. I still do my coursework. Just because the lectures are boring doesn't mean I don't go over the material. I mean, the class itself is pretty interesting. It just happens to have the most boring lecturer in the history of ever. Friends? Yeah, I've made a few. I admit, I was worried that it'd be like all those movies and there'd be like those mean girls kind of girls. But most of the girls in my classes are super friendly. We basically became besties after orientation. Oh yeah, there's a few of them. Sandra, Vanessa, Emily, Amy? Oh, I'm not gonna name them all. I'll send you a photo if I remember. We often go out for drinks and stuff after class. Of course we're drinking, Mom. Did you seriously wait until you were 21 to drink? I didn't think so. Don't worry, Mom. We're being safe. Always sticking in pairs, not accepting drinks from any strange men. But yeah, made a few friends. They're a nice bunch. I think you would like them. My dorm. Well, that's a whole other story. It's nothing really. It's all sorted. But when I first got to campus, it turned out that my room assignment didn't exist. Or got lost. Like, I don't know if the school forgot or someone fucked up or what. Anyway, I had to run down to admin and spend hours trying to find out where I was gonna stay. And the only place left for me was a spare bed in one of the boys' dorms. It was such a hassle. But at least I have a place now. Honestly, Mom, it's fine. I seriously cannot be fucked dealing with admin again. I got a bedroom to put all my stuff in. I can deal. Well, yeah, my roommate is a guy. Why would that matter? True, I never grew up with any brothers. But I'm a big girl, Mom. I can handle sharing a room with a guy. That being said, guys can be so messy and lazy. Like, I get it. Boys will be boys after all. But, sometimes my roommate is like a level 10 slob. Okay, I'm exaggerating. But like, when I first got into the room, I was exhausted, right? I had just been arguing with campus admin all morning. I just wanted a place to sleep. So then there's my new roommate, Jake. His name is Jake. So there Jake was, sitting on the bed with his dick in his hand while I was struggling to pull all my bags inside. And I was like, "Hi, care to lend me a hand?" He just nodded and watched me like a deer in the headlights. Didn't even bother getting up when I asked for help. Which, fine. I'm sure he wasn't expecting me to barge in that day. But then... And there's like two beds in the room, right? so you'd assume the one he wasn't sitting on was meant to be mine. But when I asked him politely which bed was mine, he said it was the one he was sitting on. Like, what? Guys make no sense. Which at first I thought he was just being annoying, but then we started speaking. I introduced myself and he told me he was keeping it warm for me, which was actually kind of sweet when you think about it. Huh? Rude phrase? What rude phrase? Dick in his hand? No, Mom, you're not listening. I meant he was jerking off on the bed when I walked in. Like, stroking his cock in his hand? Pumping it at full mast? Yeah, he was sitting on the pillow naked while he got himself off. I told him it was cool. I wasn't gonna make a big deal out of it if he didn't. It was his room, after all. It's not weird if you don't make it weird. Anyway, so after I got all my stuff in, I told him that I was tired and I wanted to lay down. So he got off the bed and allowed me to crash face first into that pillow. And while the bed was warm, like he said, my pillow smelled a little sweaty from his balls being on it. So I rolled over onto my back to get some fresh air. Then he said he had a housewarming present for me, which I thought was sweet. Until it turned out just to be him coming on my face. Classic campus hazing, am I right? Yeah, he just shot ropes of jizz over my face the second I looked up at him. It was annoying, but that's the prank, right? Anyway, I was too tired to even deal, so I gave him my thanks, smiled, and just rolled over to have a nap. I must admit, waking up with nasty dick juice covering my entire face wasn't the greatest. I suspect he added more to it after the first load while I was napping. My face was coated with a thick layer of sperm. The smell alone was enough to make my eyes water. And to add to that, when I woke up an hour later, I found Jake searching through my bags for my clothes. It was weird. He just threw them all over the floor. I'm not going to report him to the dean, Mom. He wasn't stealing anything. I think he just wanted something to clean his dick with. Specifically, my underwear. I didn't mind sharing. Best to make friends with your roommate early. Although, I've been here, what, 2 weeks? And literally every pair of panties I own is drenched in his pungent, filthy spunk. Even the underwear I have on right now. I can feel gooey wads of cum oozing out through the fabric. I expected boys to be a little gross, but this guy never does any washing. The whole room reeks of his nasty, sweaty baby batter. Like, I don't know if you can hear this, Mom. Even my textbooks have clumps of gooey splooge between them. Oh, believe me. I've tried talking to him about it. At first, it was a little awkward. He didn't even ask for my name. He decided to give me nicknames instead. Oh, you know, like slut, whore, cum rag, cum dumpster, cocksucker, dumb bitch, stuff like that. He really likes calling me names with cum in it. Like, what did he call me this morning? Oh yeah, a cum-guzzling cocksleeve? Anyway, the only real way I can get him to pay attention to me is when I take my shirt off. He has thrown all my bras in the trash the first day, so now I just go braless. Honestly, with how large, round, and perky they are, the bras were uncomfortable anyways, so he did me a favor, really. Yeah, he likes to manhandle and molest me a lot. Grabbing my tits, groping them, spanking my ass, the usual. I just wish he wasn't so rough sometimes. He says it's because he doesn't know his strength, but when he brutally assaults my soft milkers or when he slaps my ass hard, it often hurts. Oh well. Also, it's hard to have a serious conversation about hygiene when he's squeezing my boobs all the time. So I haven't really been able to ask him to clean up yet. Oh, he's not a terrible roommate, Mom. Not at all. He respects my personal space. Like just the other day, I was reading that book you got me for graduation, and Jake just walked in and whipped his dick out. I didn't feel like talking with him, so instead I just opened my mouth, got my face fucked, choked on his cock until he ejaculated down my throat. Seriously, Mom, it's no big deal. The amount of semen I've had to drink down in the last 2 weeks has gotten me used to all of it. Well, no, I really don't like it. His cum tastes not very nice, if I'm being honest. Like the first time I got a taste of his nut batter, I almost gagged. A proper taste, not just a surprise facial. He asked me to jerk him off, right onto my tongue. Well, he asked me to jerk him off first, and then, right when he was about to blow his load, he told me to kneel down and stick out my tongue. It was so thick, almost gelatinous. I didn't so much drink it as I had to eat it. I'm telling you, it was so thick. It was thicker than a milkshake, I swear. But he held my head down and told me to keep sucking like the nasty cum gutter I am. And really, after the second or third time he fucked my face, I got used to the taste. Like, it's still technically the nastiest thing I've ever had to drink, but these days I can take it all without gagging. Actually, I even clean the cum off his shaft with my tongue and make out with his cock. Plus, at least it's fresh when he comes down my throat. Yeah, because usually, at the end of a long day, I find my pillows in bed coated in crusty, dried cum. That's probably the foulest smell I had to put up with. Oh no, I just sleep in it, because I literally can't be bothered cleaning my sheets every night. Not that it would matter, because Jake even comes on me in the middle of the night anyway. Oh yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've woken up in the middle of the night just inhaling a mouthful of his sweaty nutsacks, all pressed against my face, or felt a fresh splatter of ball gravy paint my face. Sometimes I even wake up choking as he rams his massive schlong down my throat. I've tried to fall back asleep with his huge cock lodged deep inside my throat, but it's not easy breathing with ball sweat clogging up my nostrils. Personally, I prefer the mornings where I just wake up covered in cum. It's a lot less stress on my sleep schedule. Mom, stop being such a worrywart. Yeah, it's a little annoying at times rooming with a guy. And no amount of showers will ever rid the smell of spunk from my skin. But honestly, I like living here. I can do what I want, when I want. Well, except for when I have class, and those periods where Jake needs me to be his personal throat slut. But besides that, it feels so good being my own person. Having to worry about my own messes and not have a parent breathing down my neck. No offense. So if I have to deal with a bedroom that reeks of cum, swallow down a few wads of throat yogurt, and occasionally have to get my face fucked by my roommate like a mindless cum rag, then I don't mind at all. Besides, there's more to Jake than just his never-ending loads. He actually studies... Well, speak of the devil. Hey, Jake. How was class? Oh, I'm just on the phone with my mother. Be with you in a sec. She says hi, by the way. Anyway, like I was saying, college is... Jake, I'm on the phone. Hold on. Give me a second, Mom. Sorry, Mom. This won't take long. I know, Jake. I'm just a worthless, stupid cocksleeve who exists to have her throat pounded by your thick cock. I'll swallow and gulp down everything you give me, 'cause I'm a nasty fucking throat slut, a dumb, ball-draining bitch who loves the taste of your gooey, creamy jism. Feel free to use me as your toilet to flush your sperm down my throat. Use my face as a rag to wipe your dick off once you're done. My top needs to be stained with your seed to properly show my cow tits. I won't wear anything else today. I'll happily bathe in your spunk all day. There. All gone. See? I've swallowed every last drop down my whorish mouth. Just let me know when you want to make use of my whore throat again. You can fuck it whenever you want. That's what I'm here for. Okay? Okay. Hey, Mom. Still there? Sorry about that. Jake just wanted a chat. It's fine now. Oh, shoot. I didn't get the chance to introduce you. Hey, Jake? Oh. Yes? You want me to shut the fuck up? But I'm with my mom. Oh, you want to take a nap? Sorry. Yes, I understand. I'll shut the fuck up soon, I promise. I won't disturb you. Just give me 5 minutes, okay? Thanks. Yeah, sorry. He usually takes a nap after coming down my throat. It's okay. I'll introduce you another time. Mom? Mom, are you still there? You've gone very quiet. Of course I'm happy. Look, I'll be sure to call more regularly from now on, okay? Now that my situation is settled and I know my schedule, what do you say to weekly calls on Monday? Around 5? Wait, no. That's usually when Jake finishes class and, needs his balls drained down my face fuckhole. All right. What about 5:30? Yeah, let's do that. Anyway, I've gotta go. I have to shut my whore mouth so that he can take a nap. I'll probably just shove his cock down my throat and stay like that while he sleeps, just to apologize for annoying him with my call. Thanks for calling, Mom. Love ya. Bye. Mwah. Ugh.